The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Serena Bellissimo is with me, broadcaster and presenter of the Bellissimo Files podcast, and John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time here on News Talk, with recommendations of what to watch for the week ahead. Let's talk a little bit about the Oscars, though.
Yeah.
Disappointment from an Irish point of view?
Yeah.
Not universal disappointment. We're claiming, like the way we claim Tom Cruise has Irish heritage, we're claiming there is an Irish nominee.
Well, it's a production company, Taylor Films, behind The Apprentice, which has featured in the nomination, so that's great. But Kneecap, it's very disappointing. Like, I didn't think they were going to win because Emilia Perez, but I thought they'd be nominated. Like, it's a force of nature, that movie. And, you know, the Oscars, despite what you might say, are swayed by those things generally. So I'm very surprised. But maybe it's a bigger deal in our head than it is in everyone else's.
I think so. But having said that, the fact that they even... Do we say shortlisted or longlisted? We say longlisted, yeah, because this is the shortlist. Yeah. So the fact that they even made it into that category, I know it sounds condescending, but it's huge.
Yeah.
And, like, to celebrate that, because, like, it would have been great to get the Oscar nomination, but they have had, like, 17 IFTA nominations, yeah. I think 6 BAFTA nominations. Mm. If you do want to see it, it is out in cinemas again this
yeah.
Friday. I tried to watch it on my flight to Australia. Did I mention I went to Australia over Christmas? And I couldn't do it in such a small, enclosed space because it is full on. This is to be enjoyed on the big screen.
Okay, well, we talked then about the big screen. The Brutalist is... Nominated Best Director, Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Original Screenplay, Best Supporting Actress, Best Supporting Actor. There might be more. They're kind of the main categories.
And there's controversy over the whole Best...
Longest movie of all time. It's nominated there as well.
But also Best Actor, because didn't they admit to using AI to fine-tune his accent?
A portion of his Hungarian dialect.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So a lot of people are just like, well, if AI was involved, should he have been nominated?
Oh, I'm not a fan of that now.
Yeah. Now, it's not, it still isn't quite clear to what extent it was used, but it certainly beefed up his dialect by all accounts, which, and I'm not a fan of it either. Like, that's the whole point of acting is that you act and you inhabit a character.
Yeah.
You don't use AI.
Well, within a few years, I mean, you just have Adrian Brody kind of walk around completely kind of passive-faced and just speaking in his own accent, and you get him to do whatever kind of, you tell AI, or get him to react with shock and say in a deep kind of Flemish accent, oh my God.
Or, this may be a godsend for Ireland. There may not be any bad Irish accents anymore.
Well,
actually very true, yeah. Yeah.
But he was nominated.
He was nominated. Now, I think Serena shares this. This is the new release of the week. I was, the day before, planning on going to the screening of this, which for the press was last Thursday.
But you realised you couldn't afford the babysitter because you'd need her for so long.
Well, I realised I was cancelling 3 meetings because it was starting at 10:30 and was going to have me back in News Talk at 2:30.
Yeah.
Because it's 3 hours and 35 minutes with a 15-minute break. Now, listen, I'm not saying movies can't be long. It was too long for me last week. From everyone I've spoken to, it is brilliant and it's worth the sore bum.
Is it?
But see, that is my issue with this as well. Like, I flip-flop when I talk about this because I think it's great that great art is being made.
Yes.
And then it saddens me that great art is being made and so many of us aren't going to see it. I mean, we are paid to go watch movies. No, but in all honesty, I, like John, couldn't find 4 hours in my day because I had all these other things that I needed to get to. So to ask someone to dedicate 4 hours of their day to a film is a bit much, but then isn't that great art? So that's where I flip-flop and go, maybe we should be dedicating that time. And there is an intermission as well.
Well, the intermission is great because it's
not... Art can be great, but it doesn't mean it's accessible.
No.
And that's the issue too.
That's true. But what I gather is, I don't think very few people are coming out saying I was bored by this or anything like that. For people who don't know, Adrian Brody plays this man who comes to America escaping the Holocaust in Europe and is a very smart guy, but is obviously very troubled, has a heroin addiction, is a great architect and gets involved in possibly designing something for Guy Pearce, who wants this kind of...
He's Oscar nominated, Australian,
absolutely,
can I say?
Yeah. And he's brilliant in it by all accounts. And it's meant to be a terrific story. That intermission, by the way, it's not like they said, oh, do something. He's actually, the director has put in a proper 15-minute thing you can watch if you want, which is relevant to the movie. So it's all been thought about. So by all accounts, it is a great cinematic experience.
Oh, it's not just intermission written on the screen.
No.
All right. Okay,
you're encouraged to go out and take a breather if you want.
Yeah.
But if you stay,
there's a kind of a little vignette
and music
informs.
Is played and it's very much of the piece.
If you need a toilet break, that is the time to take it. You're not missing too much.
Yeah. Okay. So that's that's in cinemas from Friday?
Yeah, very much so.
All right.
3.5 hours, though.
All 3.5 hours of it. High potential, Serena. This is not in cinemas. This is on Disney Plus.
This is a new Disney Plus series, and it stars Caitlin Olsen, who a lot of people will know from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Hacks, or if you've watched the Wrexham documentary, you'll know her as the wife of Rob.
Rob Delaney.
Is that his name?
No, Rob McElhenney.
Rob McElhenney, sorry.
That's it. She stars in this as Morgan, and she's basically a single mum who is working as a cleaner at night to provide for her family. And one night she's working in a police office, and she comes across a file. She has something called high potential. So basically her IQ is so high where she can figure out stuff easier than we can. The police find out. She gets involved with the police. This sounds so far-fetched. It's so much fun. Like, it is. It feels a bit like Jessica Fletcher meets CSI. It's not as serious. It's from the writer, Drew Goddard, who did The Good Place. So you know what type of series you're expecting here. 45-minute episodes. So much fun. High energy. Yuan, who played Carla, Judy Rees in Scrubs, is also in this. This is just fun. If you're looking for something different, this is what you should go for. It's 12 episodes, 2 are available now, and then it drops weekly every Wednesday until they finish their run.
Okay, that's on Disney Plus. John, The Presence.
Yeah,
what's
Presence.
This?
It's just called Presence, if I'm not mistaken. There's no definitive article.
But not Presence as in Bruntness. Presence as in...
Oh, look at him. Multilinguistic or something. What language is that you're speaking? I'm joking, of course. This is the new Steven Soderbergh movie, which is getting very little fanfare because he's kind of a big deal. This is 1 hour and 25 minutes long. That's not why I've seen
we're
it.
We're in.
But listen... This is really good because I'm heartened by this, that Steven Soderbergh, who's been around a long time, has made something so off-kilter. It's a ghost story of sorts, but it's shot from the perspective of the ghost. Allow me to explain. So we have Lucy Liu and her family moving into this new house. There's clearly been some kind of tragedy. Lucy Liu seems like she might be in some business trouble. Her marriage isn't going so great. Her son and daughter are two very different people. Her daughter's getting over the death of two friends. Her son is a high-achieving kind of guy who the world wants more from. And all this is observed a lot from the angle of a cupboard, where a ghost is watching the proceedings. And it kind of vaguely turns into a murder mystery at times. And it's told in kind of, it stops and moves on a day or two. And it's told very fragmentedly from the camera angle of someone we don't know who and we just assume is a ghost. Here's the thing. I thought it was great. 4 stars. I've seen a lot of stuff over the years. There is a moment in this, and I don't scare easy, where I jumped out of my skin. I had the biggest fright I've had. I can't since maybe the first time I saw The Omen.
Oh, wow, great.
Those years ago.
I'm not going anywhere near this.
It was, it's really good. It's a really clever movie. And something very different.
Presence. Is it in cinemas?
From this Friday. Select cinemas, but it's well worth checking out.
Your next tip is Netflix, Wags to Riches,
Some
Serena.
Some people might say this is a horror for them. This is another reality TV show. They've described it as a mix between Selling Sunset and The Real Housewives. Wags, wives and girlfriends. In this case, they're based in Miami. Their partners, or some of them have ex-partners, but they are all sort of linked to a sports person of some sort, whether it be an NFL player, retired or still going, basketball player. There's also a rapper in there. But these wags aren't there because they're the partners of someone famous. They're actually really successful women in their own right. Look, this just isn't for me. I'm not the intended audience. If you are a fan of Housewives, I think you'll actually enjoy this. It's got the usual drama, the opulence. Yeah.
The usual manufactured drama.
Yeah, exactly. So, right. And it's OTT, all of that stuff. But look, if that's what you're looking for, this might be for you. 8 episodes available now on Netflix.
Kieran's in, I can tell.
I am big time. Big time. Anyway, listen, like all great odysseys, we're back where we started. Kneecap is back in cinemas as well if people do want to see it. Who's going to win the Best Picture Oscar?
The Brutalist. Oh.
The Brutalist, you think so, John?
Oh, yeah.
Serena?
I'll be with The Brutalist as well.
All right.
Even though Wicked has been nominated, I think that's more a popular vote than...
Yeah.
Okay, Amelia
Perez.
Why bother hold the event, I say
Amelia
now?
Amelia Perez, I think,
they'll
has
get
a shout.
International, but, right?
Okay.
Did they get voted in the international nominated?
That's, yeah.
All right, okay. What's on the show this week, John?
Thank you for asking. I have to tell you quickly. A lot of people around the office didn't know who he was, but I think he's a very big deal. The great English director, Mike Leigh.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Secrets and Lies. He's a new movie out called Hard Truths. And I thought the lead actress in this, who's also on screen time, Marianne Jean-Baptiste, was going to get nominated for Best Actress, but she didn't.
And like Presence, that's L-E-I-G-H.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, your spelling is coming on tremendously.
Mahu. Anyway, John Farley, presenter of Screen Time, Serena Bellissimo, broadcaster and presenter of the Bellissimo Files. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.